With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Storm damage in trees can cause both acute problems for anything underneath the tree and chronic problems for the tree itself. The two primary hazards to tree health during a storm are high winds and lightning strikes. Winds are far more common and cause a slower death in the tree if hitting the tree the right way. Strong winds shear off limbs, leaving jagged tears behind. Losing these limbs can cause shape issues, leaning, and decay, especially if the limb tears off the bark on the way down. How can you keep potential for storm damage to a minimum? Even the most robust tree will fall under high wind conditions. Strong trees start with good selection when first planting them. You want a good species and a good individual plant that will have the right structure. Avoid species like ornamental pears and silver maples, and select plants with one upright leader and strong horizontal branching. Correcting any problems early will minimize the chances of future headaches. If instead you inherited the trees on your property, occasional pruning to remove the weakest limbs and constant scouting for damage and decay will warn you ahead of time to expect problems when the next windstorm blows through. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.